the untrained eye, any flash of movement or ripple of water at the mouth of the Kenai River could be a beluga.
There's something happening over there.
It's a duck, yeah.
Oh. Not to Kelly Hild of Kisilov. She's a trained beluga monitor, and she knows what to look for when she's searching for whales on the Kenai River and reporting those sightings back to researchers.
So we do a lot of scanning. From this spot, you can see south. So if the whales were coming up from the south, we could see them from there.
Tuesday is the official first day of beluga monitoring on the Kenai. Every spring, trained volunteers like Hild perch on the Kenai and Kisilov Bluffs in a long Turnagain arm to spot the critically endangered whales and record observations for researchers. Those researchers use that data to learn more about what the population is doing and why it isn't rebounding. On Tuesday, visibility on the river is great, minus a streak of sun glare that creates an unforgiving patch of white over a large stretch of the river. Hild, wearing sunglasses and holding a pair of binoculars, hasn't seen any belugas or seals from the park next to the Kenai Senior Center. This is her third season tracking belugas with the Alaska Beluga Monitoring Partnership.
It's kind of addicting once you get out here and you start to kind of see the patterns and the times that they're showing up and things, and then you think you have it, and I'm like, okay, I know who's going to show up tomorrow, and I know. And then they trick you and they like don't show up, or they come and it's a completely different group, or it's half of the group, or you know, it's like very mysterious. Like, it's really great that we're all out here and we all have our like theories and our ideas about stuff, but there's so much unknown.
This year, volunteers are making observations even earlier than they usually do, says Teresa Becker, a coordinator for the Alaska Beluga Monitoring Partnership. There have already been several sightings this month, including on a few occasions on the Kenai.
The Kenai River broke up much earlier than it did last year and the year before that. And so the river is open now. The belugas have access, and so they can come in and start looking to see what's in the river, what's coming down the river, and what food is available for right now.
The first observation this year was March 10th, a mom and a calf on the river. Last year, the first beluga sighting was March 25th. Becker tries to look for belugas most days on the Kenai River. Today, she's traveling back into town just in time to start spring monitoring.
I'm very, very excited, and especially to see how they fared over the winter. I mean, they're a critically endangered group, and so we want to make sure that they survived and that they're going to thrive this season.
Researchers know belugas are in the rivers in the spring and that they feed on fish, including hooligan. Beyond that, there's a lot they don't know about the population once it reaches the rivers, says Deborah Bogie-Tobin, a biology professor with Kenai Peninsula College.
Well, that's part of the reason why we're monitoring is because we just don't really know. We think they're going in the river to obviously look for prey, but we don't really know exactly.
She's working with KPC students to collect samples of eDNA, or environmental DNA, tiny bits of genetic material that fish shed when they swim through the river. And they're looking at fish because that's what belugas eat. Scientists say knowing more about the beluga's diet will help them understand how they're sustaining themselves in the off-season.
So we're doing that monthly, and then this month, starting this month, we'll also be conducting the Alaska beluga monitoring as part of our monthly trips.
The official observation season for Turnagain Arm starts a little later, April 1st. Suzanne Steinert runs the nonprofit Beluga Whale Alliance and often does her monitoring from the 20-mile river and near the Mile 95 pullout in Girdwood.
The whales have been kind of in recent years showing up a little bit earlier down there in the middle inlet on the Kenai River than in the upper arm, kind of in larger numbers than in the upper inlet. And so it's not really known exactly why they hit that area first, but there are, you know, in Turnagain Arm anyway, the hooligan run, you know, starts in like April, and that's when we really see them come into the upper inlet.
But this year, monitors have already spotted whales on the arm as early as Saturday. Steinert's going to take a look on Tuesday. Hild, the beluga observer in Kenai, studied animal science in school. She says watching the animals in their natural habitat is really fascinating. She's hardly the only one who thinks so. The Beluga Monitoring Partnership gets volunteers out on the river most days through April. And while today Hild is out on the Kenai Bluff by herself, she'll be joined later this week by other volunteers.
Everybody comes from like really cool backgrounds, and it's not a group of people that I would have met like any other way. And it's just kind of like a little beluga family that comes together. And if you want to come out and volunteer, definitely reach out and come meet us and the more eyes, the better out here. And it's a really special experience that you can't really get anywhere else because these are our cooking belugas. So
you can sign up for a training on the Alaska Beluga Monitoring Partnership website. There's one coming up this Thursday. And the Alaska Wildlife Alliance also has a text alert service that will tell you when there are belugas in the river. Just text beluga to 833-541-0408. We'll have all those links and numbers in the online version of this story at kdll.org.